flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It goes to Chris Rose. He's a super friend of the show. You know him and love him from pretty much every aspect of media across the great land. And I always appreciate his work, especially when he is on the Cleveland Browns television network during the preseason. He is Chrys Rose, and he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Let's not forget Rose Rotation as well. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Chris.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How is your family? How is your neighborhood? Let's start there.
Everything okay?
Yep.
Yeah, everything's good. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. So, a lot better. Air quality's good today, which is nice. So I can walk outside. It's been not great, but we're trying.
All right. Just want to make sure you're safe and your family's safe.
Thank you.
How was your neighborhood? Any damage in your neighborhood or no?
No. Not where we live. We're flat, comparatively speaking. We're not in mountains and things of that nature. So, we're good right now and just trying to stay out of harm's way moving forward.
There you go.
That is good news, and we're glad for you there. Let's go Hall of Fame. CeCe Sabathia, Ichiro Suzuki, Billy Wagner. I'd say three very deserving people going into the Hall of Fame. What do you think?
Yeah, why not? Really happy for CeCe, obviously, having to know him pretty well over the last couple decades, and it's just great. That is great. Do I wish he was wearing Cleveland cap instead of New York? Yeah, but I get it. I understand. He still talks very fondly, obviously, of his time in Cleveland and how much it meant to him. Just to kind of formulate who he is as a person and a competitor and all of that, and how much Carl, I love him, hearing him talk about the importance of Carl Willis to his career. So that's all great stuff. You know, Ichiro, one of a kind, although statistically not much different than Kenny Lofton, who fell off the ballot after 1 year, which has always been a head-scratcher. That's not to diminish Ichiro, but I certainly wish that we could raise up Kenny Lofton, and maybe this helps him somewhere down the line. And I thought Billy Wagner should have been in a long time ago. He's only the 9th closer to get in, and yes, he pitched fewer than 1,000 innings, which I think will end up being the fewest of any Hall of Famer. You can't fault him because the game changed during his career, but his numbers metrically are even more impressive than at least half of the closers who got in before him. So, really good class. Dave Parker and Dick Allen, too. I think that'll be a great, great time in Cooperstown this summer.
Where do you think we are on the way people, or I'm sorry, just the Baseball Writers Association, it doesn't really matter what people think, on PEDs and some of these guys getting in at some point?
Well, there's been, a groundswell of younger voters in recent years, which I think is great. They see the game through a different lens. I think it's really important. I think there's more big hall voters working the ballot these days than small hall voters. I'm a big hall guy. I've also you know, covered the sport. Not, I don't have a vote, just to be very clear. I'm not a member of the Baseball Writers of America. But I, on my fictitious ballot, I always pretty much filled it up, you know, with 10 guys when I would fill out my own form. And I think for the longest time, people weren't. They wouldn't. I like a big haul. I like celebrating the game. I've seen years where nobody got in. That sucks.
Yeah, that
did
suck.
That's bad for the sport.
That's the year I visited Cooperstown, by the way.
good job by you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's ridiculous. And, you know, whatever, people can have their own feelings on the PED era and things of that nature. I know that there's some voters who didn't vote for Carlos Beltran in his first year of eligibility as a punishment based on the 2017 Astros scandal. I thought that was a little off base. I think it's up to the sport to punish people, not writers. Like, if you're going to vote for him in year two but not year one, to me that seems silly. You either vote for him or you don't vote for him.
Yes.
If you really want to punish him, then you punish him. Then you leave him off the ballot. But if you don't, and I'm going to punish you by keeping you off your first year but not the second. I think that's kind of childish. I heard a few of those yesterday.
I wonder if it, you know, if it changes in the next 5 to 10 years. You know, guys like Barry Bonds and Clemens and A-Rod and Manny, because clearly Hall of Fame talent and clearly did something that was frowned upon at the time. I don't know if it's frowned upon as much now, Chris. You know, just in time changes things. And I find it preposterous that those guys aren't in the Hall of Fame.
Well, let's start with this. Bonds and Clemens are no longer on the ballot. So the only way they get in is through these senior committees. And I think they'll have a much more difficult time getting in that way than through the original writer's ballot.
I'll bet you're right.
I don't think that's going to happen. And I don't think it's going to happen for Manny or A-Rod or particularly those two, because those guys actually failed tests and or were suspended by Major League Baseball, as opposed to Bonds and Clemens, who did neither in terms of once tests were implemented through the collective bargaining agreement, if that all makes sense. I know that for some people it's semantics, and I get that. I understand it. I always put Bonds and Clemens on, once again, my little fictitious ballot.
Chris, I'm going to throw one more name at you, too, for Cooperstown. And Tom Hamilton got the Ford C. Frick Award for broadcast.
Yep.
So he'll be a part of that weekend too. And you know,
great.
We grew up with him or grew older with him. I'm not going to say grew up because I mean, he's not that far away in age. And it's just like, you know, when you have the opportunity, because I mean, you've worked with so many guys along the way, and just to understand how special the announcing is or the play-by-play guys in this town have been, especially, and for Hammy to get that award, I think is super special, well deserved. And, you know, I think for Indians fans, you can feel a piece of that when he goes in as well for the Ford C. Frick Award.
Absolutely. We haven't always had the greatest teams, particularly guys when, you know, we were growing up in that area. It was a battle sometimes to watch our teams, particularly the Indians, do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, we have been blessed with some incredible play-by-play people. You know, for me, growing up, Nev Chandler for the Browns, you know, and then...
And Indians from Nev.
Yeah. And Indians, and then Joe Tate with the Cavs. I mean, I thought that there was nobody better. He was simply out of this world great.
And he was great on the Indians, too, mm-hmm. when he was doing Indians.
Yep.
You know, amazing. Yeah, you're right. Keep going. Sorry.
But, yeah, I mean, Tom is fantastic. He's one of those guys that everybody knows, and they'll seek out his calls on social media. Like the John Kenzie Noel home run against the Yankees, people couldn't wait until somebody put Tom's voice to the pictures so that you could hear and see what it looked and sounded like together. So it's amazing. Yeah, he's going to have a fantastic weekend. And I know he's been very emotional about it, and it's going to be emotional for us as Cleveland fans. It's really, it's great.
Down goes Anderson. He had so many great calls, but that just, I don't know, maybe it's because of one of the great ones that was just recent.
Okay, so yeah, you go to spring training, and you have a position battle at second base. Give me your leader in the as we go into that thing. And then does first base feel just fine for you with Carlos Santana? And how does Kyle Manzardo fit in there?
Well, I mean, Santana just won a gold glove.
He's pushing 40. But
yeah.
But sometimes the bottom has to fall out of that.
Yeah, I mean, the good news is that it's not like he's covering a ton of ground at first base. I mean, that's not what they do. If you still have good hands and the ability to help out your fielders, then you'll be in good shape over there. So I would expect Carlos to play, at least 120 games over there, right? Wouldn't you think? As long as he stays healthy, which is something that he's done throughout his career. Second base, I will say this. I don't think Arias is done. Now, I've always loved Arias as a fielder. I think he has a chance to be elite. Like, his arm is Correa type. I've seen a ton of social media clips on what he's done in a winter ball, hitting the ball. I think this would be his last crack at something decent with this team, but I think they have to give him a shot. And I don't see him as a second baseman. I just think he's too good on the other side of the infield. Now, Rocchio was fantastic during the year defensively and was kind of a big swing and a miss, literally, at the plate. And then when we got to October, it totally flipped on us.
Sure did.
So hopefully he has figured it out. He's still really young. I think it'll be interesting for that. Now, Brito, I think, is probably a guy that gets a really good crack at this at second base. The minute we traded Jimenez, that's what I figured, was that he would be the first guy in line. And I'll be curious when I talk to Stephen Vogt about it before he goes down to camp, try and get my few minutes in there with the
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Skipper.
Right, I want to flip over to the NFL before we run out of time here, too. Just your thoughts on these games coming up. Eagles, Commanders. Let's start with that. What are Chris Rose's thoughts on that game?
God, I hope that Jaden Daniels can stick in this one. I really do. It's been impressive what he's done in Tampa and Detroit. I don't see the Commanders getting 5 turnovers from the Eagles the way that they did Detroit. But I think, Jalen Hurts is competing today in a walkthrough. They dialed back practice today because they wanted him to be out there, and it sounds like he can't handle a practice yet. So to me, that's the biggest storyline. If he plays, which I expect him to, but if he's limited, then that really changes what we look at. I mean, how'd the Eagles get on the board first last week? It was a 44-yard touchdown run from Jalen Hurts. If he doesn't have that available in his bag, it really changes the way that you can play Saquon and the rest of that Eagles team. Because I still think the Commanders will be able to move the ball, even though the Eagles' defense has been arguably the best in football all year long. As far as the other game?
Yep.
Buffalo can go in there and win. Going to be a one-score game because that's what it feels like all Kansas City plays. I know last week finished, I guess, 11 or 9 or whatever it was. But it always feels like they play a one-score game when it matters most. I think that's what it's going to be. I think that Josh Allen's going to have to play better than he did last week against the Ravens, which was super clean, but I think he's going to have to be more Superman. And I think both home teams win, but man, I wouldn't mind it if both road teams won. I think that'd be a fun Super Bowl to cover.
It would be.
I think you're right.
I think you're 100% right. All right, Chris, we always enjoy the conversation, especially when we agree on stuff. I mean, how much fun is that? That's awesome.
Yeah. No fun.
Sorry, guys. And enjoy the Cavs game in Houston tonight. I think that'll be a good one.
As long as everybody gets there on time, we'll be okay. We only had one NBA game canceled so far today. So there were some beat writers having trouble getting into Houston today. So let's see. At least the game will get covered. We'll see it on TV. Chris, thank you.
Somehow they'll still manage to play the game without the beat writers. I don't know how, but they'll figure it out.
Somehow, some way. You're correct. Goodbye, Chris.
See you, buddy.
Bye, gang.
See you.